Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Tuesday the 22nd of September. Sun is in Virgo, ruled by Mercury, until 9:31, when it moves into Libra, ruled by Venus, and planets are saying...
Ah, yes, well, happy fall.
Oh, well, here we are. Planets.
Autumnal equinox, Sun identity into Libra, balance harmony. Venus values creativity, ruler of Libra, bugging Neptune, illusion, confusion, reality, distortion, ambivalence, mush.
Oh, fun.
Picking the shards of truth from the spin will most likely require the skills of a laparoscopic surgeon and the patience of St. Teresa. Why? Because people, should they not feel as though they are receiving sufficient attention or even adulation, are likely to become slightly miffy, and if or when you seek clarification of their statement or comment or remark, take this as clear evidence that you simply aren't listening or are just against them. Feh. Meanwhile, since talking yourself out of advancing your agenda is something you probably do not want to do or discover that you've done when it's too late to reverse course, be extra attentive to your underlying motives before issuing bulletins, pronunciamentos, etc., making rules, or setting yourself impossible tasks that absolutely must be accomplished before you can even consider doing something. Plus, given the current planetary configuration, try to consider the following. If someone has already thoroughly provided tangible evidence of their disconnect in a particular area, sadly, no amount of coaching, leading questions, hints, encouraging body language, tweets, etc. will provide the requisite wiring, library paste, or glue to restore this connection.
Delightful. Signs particularly affected by the autumnal equinox.
Okay. Virgo, Libra, Pisces, Taurus, Leo, anyone who has to deal with that one. Oh. Virgo, Libra, Pisces, Taurus, Leo, anyone who has to deal with one.
Okay. And if one's birthday, 22nd of September.
You will get further faster if you keep your finger on your pulse and involve yourself in those activities that facilitate, rather than hamper, your physical, emotional, mental, creative, and or financial well-being. And you're the best and frankly only judge of what this category includes. Put another way, if it feels good or is intriguing, do it. If it doesn't spark your interest, don't.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planet.